Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com Players Platform Show.
Welcome back to another edition of the College to Pro Players Platform Show. I am your show host, Bo Marchant. As always, we appreciate you stopping by as we bring you another year of NFL draft prospects. And one of the young men today on the show who's making his path towards that way is Mississippi State offensive lineman Justin Malone. Justin, we appreciate you sharing your day with us. Can you believe your teammates are in the spring ball mode and you're preparing for the National Football League?
It's a little weird because normally I'm out there with them, putting on pads, hitting by now. So kind of strange not to be doing it, but everybody has to move on and go to the next level at some point.
Yeah. Now, are you one of those guys, sometimes when we have guys on, like kind of this late, you know, springtime after April, if you will, you know, so they say they'll be able to sleep in and sometimes they wake up like almost in a nightmarish thing thinking they're missing practice. Has that happened to you at all?
Yeah, it happens a lot. Sometimes I don't even sleep. I'm like, what time do I have to be up in the morning? It's just crazy.
Yeah, that routine, I'm sure it's embedded in you. Have you always had your size? I mean, you're a massive guy. I mean, have you had that since a young age?
Yes, I've always been pretty much of a giant dude.
Nice. And, you know, we were joking around with Spencer Drango, the Baylor offensive lineman. He said he was always the first pick at Tug of War. Do you kind of share the same stories?
Yeah, when it came to anything physical or sports related, I was normally either one of the captains or one of the first picks.
Excellent stuff. And, I mean, football, other sports? I mean, as a young kid, I mean, what were some of your favorite things to do, even if they weren't sports?
When I was young, I played a lot of basketball, which was pretty much the first sport I played. I played some soccer at recess, all that stuff. I did a lot of different things that pretty much just kept me active.
All right. You, I guess, which one do you miss the most of the sports?
Basketball. I played that since I was like four and stopped when I was a senior in high school. So, just
okay.
One of those things.
And just one of those things. So obviously, you're a dominant player. I mean, you're playing in one of the, you know, the people like to joke around. They call it the mini NFL of the league in the SEC. I mean, talk about, you know, what are the schools were recruiting you out of high school and what made you go to Mississippi State?
Out of high school, I had one other offer from Alcorn State University, which is an HBCU here in Mississippi.
And
wow. So I started playing late. I was on the team my sophomore year, didn't play, so I decided I was going to even focus on basketball. So my senior year at the private school I was at, like 2 days before the season started, I joined the football team. And it ended up getting those two offers.
Wow. So So a little bit of a late bloomer, is that fair to say?
Yes.
Nice. But I admire it more. I mean, a late bloomer, and you acclimate yourself so well to the position. Just speaks volumes of how quick you can learn things and the athleticism you possess. Once again, Mississippi State offensive lineman Justin Malone, kind enough to join us here on the C2P as he brings us up to date on how he kind of got to where he's at and kind of a unique story. I mean, you guys learned probably enough in the last 5 minutes. I'm sure most folks out there, if you knew about the kid or watched a ton of Mississippi State football, probably things you might not have known about this young man as he makes his path again towards that next level. April 28th through the 30th, folks, it's going to be coming around soon, that 2016 NFL draft. Speaking of draft, Justin, I mean, you know as well as anyone, I mean, every single guy that you probably suited up with or against, you know, wants to have this opportunity that you have in front of you to get to this next level. I mean, when does it kind of sink in? When does it become to fruition for you?
It kind of sunk in during my senior season because with the way I started football so late, when I first got to college, I was kind of there just to play ball and get my degree. So it didn't really sink in that I had a chance to play pro ball until I was a senior. It was just like teams started coming around. My coach started telling me that NFL teams were asking about me and some of the other players like Dak and Chris and that there was a legitimate interest there. So it was one of those things where I really didn't believe I could do it until I was late into my college career. Now it's just I'm working for it, and it's what I'm giving my all to right now.
Nice. And I'm curious, I mean, after the season, did you stay on campus to train, or did you go off to a place to kind of get in peak condition? Kind of how did you approach and attack that?
I went to Fort Lauderdale, Florida. I trained at Chris Chambers Gym, the Chamber in Fort Lauderdale, for 2 months.
Oh, excellent. Chris does a great job. That was actually we spent some time together down, not this last year, but the year before, down at the Combine. We were having some fun just playing around, doing some one-on-one drills, if you will. But trust me, I didn't cover him that well, so just so you know. but he got a kick out of it because I'm like maybe 5'4 at the most, so obviously he had a field day just making me look foolish and ignorant. But hey, that's what I'm paid for. So you're going down there, and I'm curious. I guess let me ask you this question: what's your height weight right now?
I'm 6'6", 330 pounds.
Wonderful! Wow, you're just you got that size. It's great. Is that your playing weight, or did you shed some? Did you add some, or I mean, what was kind of the plan once you got the Chambers facility?
I was trying to really maintain my weight. My whole career at Mississippi State, I've been anywhere between 320 and 335, and just kind of fluctuated between there. So it's kind of staying within that range and keeping that and performing at that.
Nice, and obviously you move around well. I mean, you know, teams know about you. You said they start asking about you, you know, your senior season. I mean, what do you think they fall in love with when they're watching those highlight tapes or they're up in the press box with the binoculars on you? I mean, what are those things that make you stand out, at least in your words, that, you know, make you a guy that's draftable?
Well, of course, my size. I have a type of size that's not really common for anybody. At being 6'6", 330, moving what I do. And what I did this season was play center, guard, and tackle in different games. So being able to move around like that really kind of helps me as I make my transition to an NFL offensive lineman, because I'm big, versatile, and I can learn things quickly.
Definitely. You can learn things quickly. I mean, you demonstrated that by signing up for the football team 2 days before the season started, and then you're off to Mississippi State. You know how many guys in the world wish they could do that? Huh? That's just awesome stuff, Justin. You know, I think we give the football thing a whirl. Yeah, how'd that go for you? I'm in Mississippi State. How'd the Mississippi State thing go for you? Well, I'm an NFL draft prospect. The NFL teams are coming around, asking about me, and I'm 2 weeks away from probably a dream come true. Pretty impressive stuff, Justin. Really, I admire it. And like I said, obviously, all the hard work you've done is paying off. Does anything go unnoticed? I mean, this is your opportunity to tell those scouts out there, if they're listening, that, hey, I'm Justin Malone. You're not going to see this particular thing on film just because my coaches didn't ask it of me. Is there anything that you need to let them know?
You're not going to really see all the extra stuff that goes into it. I'm sure scouts and teams all know that the really good players put in the extra work. But with me coming into Mississippi State as pretty much a new football player, not knowing anything, you didn't really see all the work I put in learning the plays, doing all that stuff, so that I could play as much as I did as a redshirt freshman and then continue keeping my starting position going through my career. So it's one of the things, as a new player, I was kind of behind the curve and had to do all that extra work to learn everything, the terminology, the plays, coaches, schemes, all that stuff. So that's what's really not seen when you go into it. Just see offensive lineman playing his game.
Nice. Great way to explain that. Very, very nice job. And this sometimes, sometimes you guys have a response to this, and I just think it's a neat response if there's one that comes to mind. A coach or a teammate ever say anything positive or heartfelt, maybe, that, you know, kind of something you've kind of tucked in the back pocket and kind of, you know, maybe wake up and grind with as you go through this journey?
My position coach, Coach Hevesy, was one of those guys, the best 5 play. So he doesn't care what position you were or anything. So if you're in the top 5, you play. Well, I came in as a true freshman. We were in camp that year. And no matter what my background was, no matter what I did, he said that I had the potential and the ability to do whatever I wanted in the sport, to go pro, to do anything I wanted at my position. And I didn't really take that to heart until he kept repeating it 4 or 5 years down the line, and now it's just like, I'm really doing it. He told me this from the start, so it's one of the things, I just get up, and when I go to work, it's one of the things he said, told me I could do it. I'm going to go out here and do it.
Nice, nice, and I'm glad we asked, because like I said, when we get a response like that, I think it's totally beyond worth the time spending on that question. For you, I mean, talk a little bit about your mindset. I mean, once that ball snapped, I mean, how much do you love the physical contact and maybe, you know, being able to just toss some guys around and just driving guys off blocks and just driving, you know, if you see that little DB in your way, if you're, you know, pulling up field. I mean, just talk about the tenacity of it all.
I'm a little different than most offense linemen. Most offense linemen would say that they love the physicality of what they do. My thing is I'm a protective guy. My teammates are like my brothers or my family. And I don't like when people mess my family, so you're not hitting my quarterback. My Dak Prescott's kind of like my brother. My quarterback, like, they're my family. My quarterback, my running back. So I take pride in protecting them and getting them to where they need to go. So I don't really relish in having to push people around. I relish in doing my job so that they can do what they need to do and keeping them protected.
Nice, nice. I like it. And you obviously, you brought up your quarterback, Dak Prescott. What's your favorite thing about Dak? I mean, what's that one thing we don't know about him that you admire from afar?
It's not really admiring from afar. My freshman year was a pretty tough year for me. You know, being new to it, I hadn't really been through – anything like that, the workouts, none of it. So we're the same age. He came in a semester before I did, but we're the same age, and he's the only freshman on our leadership committee, and he picked me to be on his off-season team. I'm having trouble and everything, so he pretty much from the beginning just grabbed me and was like, look, we're going to work on this together. We're going to do this together. Stay with me. Just look at me. We can do this. We're going to do this together. So from the time I got to campus through the last game I played with them, so looked at me like, Malone, we got this together. Let's go. So that's how it was my whole time there.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Once again, the Mississippi State standout. And obviously he let us know he played center, guard, and tackle this past year as well. So Mr. Versatility, if you will. You spent some time in Texas after the season ended down at the Gridiron Showcase. What was that week like for you, being able to rub shoulders with NFL scouts all week?
It was fun. I walked in there, and it was, you see the scouts, you see all the coaches there that are helping us, you see all the players, and I'm just over there like, I spend most of my time Mississippi State, Mississippi players. So I'm just over there like, well, it's good to see these players from other conferences, all this stuff, getting a feel for how I measure up with other conferences and other people, not just in the SEC, but everywhere. And being able to go and talk to the scouts and seeing what they like about me, what they think I need to improve on, seeing how if they're interested, what they want to see me do, it was pretty much a great gauge of where I was at.
Nice. And then what, I mean, guard at the next level, I would assume?
I have no
priority
idea.
I mean, I guess where would you think you would go? I know you'd be long snapper if they wanted you to be, I guess, but where do you think you'd be most comfortable?
I'm more of a natural tackle with my frame and my length.
Yeah.
But I have the size to play guard, the ability to play center. So they tell me to go in there for guard one series and tackle the next, or go in there for center for a game, I'll do it. It's not like I haven't done it before. It's nothing new to me. So I'll go out there. I'll do my job.
Yeah, and you'll probably do it well. I mean, if I was a coach, I'd just have some fun. I'd have you play defensive tackle for a while because I know you'd pick it up. You'd probably be a rookie of the year defensive tackle the way you pick up things. I mean, like I said, I mean, love your backstory, Justin. 2 days, Mississippi State freshman. You said it was tough. Next thing you know, you're on your way to this next level. It's fantastic stuff, man. I wish we had more time because what a great show. What a great podcast. Before we let you go, Justin, we always like to throw a couple lighthearted questions your way. You ready to take a shot with those?
Okay.
All right. Now, if you had to earn a living besides your NFL paycheck, if you wanted to make some extra money on the side, are we more likely to see you as a lead singer of a boy band, or are we more inclined to see you as a fashion runway model styling some clothes?
Look, you'll probably see me as a singer because I have no style at all. I wear sweats. I'll sing my heart out even if it's bad, but you're more likely to see me as a singer.
Excellent stuff. And then the final question, I reserve this one for last because I think it's the question you gentlemen enjoying answering the most. Female celebrities, if you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who's going to join you for dinner?
My celebrity crush since I was like 7 has been Alicia Keys. So that would be my first choice.
That's a great choice, man. That would probably be one of my top 3 choices. Like I said, beautiful and talented. You got a franchise selection there. Very, very, very good pick, man. So, hey, fabulous career. I can't wait to find out where you land quickly or quickly approaching that April 28th weekend. But, man, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, and be blessed.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
No problem at all. Once again, that is Justin Malone, and that's why we love having these shows. I mean, you really get to delve into this kid. I mean, you can watch his highlights. You can see this kid pull. You can see the guy make a block. You can see how his feet are. But you really don't know the kid behind the scenes. And, you know, you can check out his bios, but they just don't give you the details. And, I mean, finding out, you know, I mean, how he kind of found, you know, came to where he is, I really think is a remarkable story. But, you know, I think it's a fair assessment of me saying that, considering I talk to 300 or 400 prospects every single year. I kind of know how most guys get here, and I can tell you most guys, that's a pretty unique way. And for him to kind of be where he's at is just even more stellar of an effort. So once again, Justin Malone, Mississippi State standout here on the C2P, iTunes, blogtalkradio.com, and then we'll be having his bio page up shortly. It'll be your one-stop and shop for everything you need to know about this young man moving forward. As always, we appreciate you listening.
This has been a CollegeToPro.com exclusive.